Janet Hoff in the WRJN News Center. Mostly clear tonight, some patchy fog possible, lows around 60. Full forecast details are coming up. The silver alert for a missing Kenosha man has been canceled. He's been found safe in Chicago. 76-year-old Raymond Witham was reported missing last week after leaving the assisted living facility where he lives. No information about how he was found has been released. Many organizations are stepping up to help flood victims in Racine, Kenosha, and Walworth counties, including the American Red Cross and a group called Samaritan's Purse out of North Carolina. The Red Cross has opened full-service shelters in Burlington and at Salem Grade School in Kenosha County. The organization is providing a variety of assistance, including cleanup kits and mental health services. Samaritan's Purse volunteers will help victims clean up flood damage and dispatched a semi stocked with tools and emergency supplies to the Fox River area. This morning, a dozen local and state officials and representatives of relief organizations toured flood-damaged areas and looked at damaged roadways in Kenosha County. The level of the Fox River in both Kenosha and Racine counties continues to fall. Tragedy was averted on the fast-moving Fox near Silver Lake in western Kenosha County late Sunday afternoon, with three young kayakers losing control as they hit swifter waters under the bridge just north of Fox River Park. Because of existing river conditions from last week's heavy rain, the immediate response involved sheriff's deputies, firefighters, paramedics, and rescue personnel with boats. By the time the first responders arrived, all three had gotten out of the river on their own. Rescue personnel stuck around to make sure they were okay and that no others had been involved. The incident happened despite the warning to stay away from the swollen river and its fast currents. There's been a change at City Hall in Racine, with Council President Dennis Weiser, now the acting mayor, with John Dickard having resigned, effective at midnight, for a new job leading the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative. There had been a ceremony planned for this morning to swear Weiser in, but word came Friday afternoon about its cancellation. Current rules have the council president becoming the acting mayor automatically when the mayor isn't available.
We need to thank the legal staff and the council members 8 years ago when they went through this transition last time. There was very little spelled out. They've done a very good job over the years of making this transition much, much smoother.
The full council will have to vote on who becomes the interim mayor until the outcome of a special election yet to be scheduled. Back in 2009, Council President David Mack became acting mayor, and then Alderman Tom Friedel was chosen to be interim mayor until John Dickert won the special election. Starting this week in Racine County, work begins to reconstruct County Highway K east and west of the I-94 ramps, approximately 3/4 of a mile on either side, though not K under the interstate. The improvements will include traffic signals at all four legs of the East Frontage Road intersection, replacing the existing stop signs for the north and south movements. There will be no impact to mainline traffic on the freeway and minimal impact to the interstate ramps, according to the state DOT. Access to all businesses and residents will be maintained. Cornerstone USA will work on the $6.1 million project until winter and then resume in the warmer months of 2018 toward completion in the spring. The project is part of the I-94 North-South program, but not the planned Highway K interchange reconstruction project yet to come. The emerald ash borer continues to be a major problem for ash trees in southeast Wisconsin, though the public may not understand the magnitude. The city of Racine looking in the near future to send out removal notices. Racine City Forester Matt Kepnick told the Park and Rec Board that in addition to city-owned land, a lot of private properties have ash trees, many with EAB.
These are trees that could fall into roads, on sidewalks, across property lines, into alleys. We do have ordinance in place which allows me to condemn any ash tree on private property regardless of whether or not it's going to impact one of those public areas or not. I have been working with the purchasing department and the information technology folks to get lined up so that I can start implementing some sort of a strategic approach to this.
Kepnick said after the ash tree problem, there's a situation with Norway maples dying at a higher rate for various reasons. Kepnick noted that thousands of trees have been planted in the past few years. One of the three lion cubs born at the Racine Zoo in 2014 is moving to a new home this week. NZ, which means power in Swahili, is moving to the Binder Park Zoo in Battle Creek, Michigan, where he'll be paired with that zoo's two female lions who are also 3 years old. The move was recommended by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Lion Species Survival Plan. He's scheduled to leave on Thursday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.